I like naturalness, you know what I mean? That's the thing I liked about Louis. If he likes a thing, he's just going to put himself into it.
Mm-hmm. What was your first encounter with Louis?
I heard him when he used to run on the steamboat from New Orleans to St. Louis.
That would probably be the SS Capital, I suppose.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's when the blues were new. There's always some motivating force that directs my attention to composing some particular number. And one day at noon, I heard a minister speaking to a crowd on Broadway, and he was chiding them for adulterating goods and merchandise and food. And they're adulterating everything. When I said they're adulterating love, even. Because I'd want to write this little thing that Louis did, Careless Love, as we used to play that down in Alabama.
Yes, indeed.
I went back to the office, caught a train to Chicago, where Louis played with the Erskine Tate's Orchestra.
Well, Vendome Theater.
Vendome. Mm-hmm. And I sat down and wrote Loveless Love and used the terms that people were using then in the days of Milkless Milk and Silkless Silk. I orchestrated it and carried it into Tate. Tate played it. And I sent it off and had it printed and printed these words, the Loveless Love that Louis sang. Well, that's why I did Loveless Love and Aunt Hagar's Blues. And Louis used to draw large crowds every night singing just whatever number that he wanted to sing. But I had some very pleasant experiences with him in Chicago at the Vendome Theater.
Do you feel that at that time the public realized what a great artist Louis was?
They came that year, him play and sing. They realized that it was something different. But they went to hear Louis sing. And I don't mind telling you, there was something in that voice that they appreciated, the pride of race. And I think that was the feeling about Louis in the Vendome Theater when I went there so much.